The following program contains graphic video. Viewer discretion is advised. Today, on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Beat you into submission.
A shocking video.
Are we dealing with discipline here? Are we dealing with abuse?
A defensive judge.
I haven't done anything wrong.
He's in extreme denial.
Is he a monster?
A guilty mother.
Turnover!
Why did you allow this man to hit your child 17 times with a belt and then join in?
The family secret.
I'm glad it's coming out. There's other things that need to come out too.
A daughter's new accusations.
If that pattern continues, he will abuse my little sister.
Against the judge.
It's the video that has gone viral and sent shockwaves literally around the world. 16-year-old Hillary Adams cowering and pleading with her father, a Texas judge, to stop hitting her with a belt. It has nearly 6 million hits. Take a look.
Begin tonight with the explosive video posted on YouTube that shows Aransas County Court of Law Judge William Adams beating his daughter with a belt.
Good morning. What you're about to see is hard to watch.
Today, when we spoke with Judge William Adams, he said the incident wasn't as bad as it seemed.
In my mind, I haven't done anything wrong other than discipline my child. It looks worse than it is. There is a story. It'll come out in due time, okay?
So you do acknowledge, though, that that's you in the video?
Yeah, absolutely. It's me.
Beat you into submission.
We also spoke to other residents of the town of Rockport today.
Lay down. Thank you. Face.
I don't need to see any more of that.
I just don't think that somebody like that should be in a position of authority, much less a parent.
The Aransas County Courthouse has been inundated with calls from people across the country, all outraged over the YouTube video.
Our website has had over almost 100,000 hits since this happened.
Even death threats have been made to Judge Adams and his clerk.
Judge Adams will not be sitting on the bench for a while.
Well, what you just saw was mere seconds of the 7.5 minute long tape. As upsetting as it is to watch, can you imagine having to endure it? Now, Hillary Adams is 23 now, and here's what she has to say about it.
I'm gonna take you in there and wear your f***ing ass out with this belt.
Ah! The punishments that I experienced by my father went from being bad to what was severe.
Lay down, thank you.
I became a teenager and it started getting worse.
One evening I could tell that things were beginning to get bad, so I set my camera up so nobody could see that it was running, and I was able to capture this horrifying scene. It's my own father shown in this video doing such a horrible act. The video was taped when I was about 16, and it was 7 years until I finally snapped and decided to release it.
Beat you into submission.
The way I felt after the beating, I only felt scared of why my father would do such a thing.
You don't deserve to be in this house.
When I told my father that I had the video, apparently he didn't think anything of it, because in his mind, he was still infallible.
Come on, you look at me f***ing wrong. That's what it's come to.
He brushed it off. He dared me to post it. He said, do that if you think it will make you feel better. There were other beatings that were worse, but this one left the most marks and bruises. I was bruised from my ankles all the way up to my arms. And I told my dad, I'm bruised all over. It hurts to walk. His response was just one word, and that word was good.
Do you think I fool around?
Okay. Hillary, I'm glad to meet you. I'm sorry for the circumstance. I wish we were talking about something else for you and for your family. How do you feel as you watch that now?
As I watch that now, I've experienced so many different emotions. I think sometimes I can watch it and be numb and removed, but other times, like especially now, seeing it with so many other people makes it real. And it's hard sometimes, and this is one of those times.
Why did you set the camera up? How long did you have it set up? Why did you do this?
Well, it was a pattern
that I was noticing, and I had talked to maybe just one or two friends about it, and they told me, no, Hillary, this isn't right. And I still thought that situation was normal, because that's all I knew. I knew it may be a little bit excessive, which is why I told them about it, but I thought maybe I should set the camera up and try to capture some of this, because I knew I had to hold on to it and show someone.
But you said you were starting to think this was normal. What is the this? What was the pattern? Had this happened before?
This, similar situations had happened. I've blocked a lot of it out, but apparently it definitely was a pattern enough to make me set up the camera and leave it there until it caught something.
So there had been instances before where your father had gotten a belt and hit you with it multiple times?
Yes, sir.
That this wasn't the only time that happened?
This was not the only time.
Was it this time, I understand it was because you were on the internet and you were doing file sharing and things that are illegal?
Well, I...
And your father's a judge, and so he was upset. Is that what it was always about?
It was nearly always related to video games and the internet. He hated the computer. He hated video games and consumer technology, I think because he didn't understand it.
He could have taken the computer away.
He threatened to put an axe through it, but for some reason he never really took it away. Part of me thinks that maybe he has a pattern of wanting to set people up for failure. Maybe that's what it was. I'm not sure.
Well, what we just saw was mere seconds of what I think is a horrific example of parenting, I have to say. And, you know, the question is, are we dealing with discipline here? Are we dealing with abuse? I do want to watch what took place here. So once and for all, everybody has an idea of this exchange. So let's take a look.
Go get my belt. Go get the big one.
I've already spanked
her. I'm going to spank her now. Get over here. Bend over that bed.
Dad.
Bend over that bed. Bend over the bed. Oh. Bend over the bed. Bend over the bed. Do I make? Lay down. I'll break your face. Roll over.
Over. One time, you get over on your stomach and you let me spank you on the butt.
Give her some more.
No. You turn over like a 16-year-old and take it like a grown woman. Turn over.
I'll go get another.
Turn over. Get on your butt now. All the way on your stomach. Thank you.
I never got my lick yet on her. Get on your stomach on the bed now. Get on the stomach or I'm going to start beating you again.
Get on your stomach.
Get on your stomach,
I
said.
Get on your stomach.
Get on your stomach.
Get on your stomach.
Get on your stomach.
Get on your stomach. That's
it. Beat you into submission.
Well... Tell me what your thoughts and feelings were when this was happening.
How could my own dad do that to me? That's really the only thing I remember clearly thinking. Just I felt wronged and betrayed and like he didn't really understand.
Why did you post this video?
I was fed up with my dad harassing me over text message and over the phone. And he would lay guilt trips on me for not talking to him, which I think is kind of funny because every time I talked to him, he would ruin my day. So I wanted to talk to him less and less, which made him harass me more. It was a cycle.
Were you exaggerating for the camera in any way? Were you being melodramatic in
no,
any way?
No, it hurt. It hurt so badly. If you've ever... Well, like,
I have no trouble believing that at all.
Trust me. The thing is, the belt, he would double it over, so it was a loop. and he would grasp the ends in his hand. And when y'all get home, you can take a belt and just try it on your own leg. When you hit yourself with that loop, it bounces back and takes the skin with it. And it's the same thing like if you hit somebody with a baton that bends, it does the same thing. It takes the skin back, and it just, it's awful. It hurts. It stings so badly.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, this daughter says, I don't blame my mother, but I've got questions for that mother. How could that mother stand by and watch this happen, allow this to happen, and even participate in her child being hit 18 times with a belt? We're going to talk to her when we come back.
My family didn't know it was this bad. They're horrified right now.
Lay down, I'll break your face. Roll over.
He was a monster, and I thought that I looked like a witch.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Rebecca Zahow was found bound and hanging nude in her boyfriend's mansion. Police ruled it a suicide. Her family says, no way.
Becky wouldn't strip herself naked, bind herself in that manner.
They demanded a new autopsy.
The second autopsy may show some new evidence.
Now, in a television exclusive, the dramatic results revealed.
I do believe somebody's getting away with murder.
Then on Friday.
It is a twin-tacular day.
Dr. Phil welcomes Adam Sandler.
My wife quotes Dr. Phil all the time. She was saying, please have him reprogram you.
Actually, she faxed me the list.
That's Friday.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Turn over like a 16-year-old and take it like a grown woman. Turn over now, all the way on your stomach. Thank you.
Well, that was Hallie Adams hitting her 16-year-old daughter Hillary with a belt during a punishment that was instigated by her ex-husband, Judge William Adams. Now, here's what she has to say about the video scene around the world.
I was very brainwashed.
Get on your stomach!
I was obedient.
See all the problem they caused?
Yeah, I do.
All the problem they caused.
And I told her.
I just had to do everything that he wanted me to do.
Get on your stomach!
That's just the way it was.
Thank you.
When I actually saw the video, I was really, really glad to be out of that abusive, oppressive situation. Even my family didn't know it was this bad. They're horrified right now.
Lay down, I'll break your face. Roll over.
What I see in that video is a insane man and a psycho woman that I would like to beat the crap out of and put in jail.
Is it fun to disobey your mom and dad? Huh?
No.
To me, he was a monster, and I thought that I looked like a witch.
I'm glad that Hillary forgives me, and I hope that people could forgive me too, but I guess I really can't ask him to.
Well, I appreciate you being here with your daughter. The question I've got to ask you straight up is, why did you not stop that? Why did you allow this man to hit your child 17 times with a belt and then join in?
The thing that comes first to mind is that he was a judge, and I was looking to him for guidance.
Okay, but I don't care if he is the potentate of the world. If somebody is hitting your child with a belt in that way and saying, I'm going to hit you in the face, and she says he had her grab by the back of her hair asking her questions.
He had been raging for, I would say, at least 3 days about it. He didn't listen to anything that I said. Everything would go his way. He wanted to punish her. I told him I've already spanked her.
Because I have to tell you, when I watched the tape and I saw you take the belt, I thought, okay, I was sitting there wondering, what is up with this mother? Why is she not throwing herself between him and the child? And then you hit her.
I'm trying to manipulate him into being appeased.
Did you say you were brainwashed and
yes,
scared? But you seemed very in possession of your faculties when you're ordering her to lay down and take
because
it like a big woman.
I was angry. The anger that you see is at him, not Hillary. I want her to get over so she can just be punished like a corporal punishment would be with one time, and that's it. I did not okay that behavior. I was
you said on the tape, you said, quote, here, turn over one time. You get over on your stomach, and you let me spank you on the butt. You turn over. I'm going to spank you on your butt. You turn over like a 16-year-old and take it like a grown woman. Turn over, turn over, turn over. Get on your butt now, all the way on your stomach. And then you hit her with a belt, and then you say thank you.
Because I want to show him that it's just one time.
No, I'm talking to your mother.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Just one time, so he'll be appeased and leave her alone. He keeps coming back.
I've been in this profession for 35 years, and I've been talking about this in a public forum for 15 years. And I have always said that I do not support spanking children. And what you're looking at on that tape is one of the primary reasons that I say that.
I agree.
I say it because it's not an efficient way of discipline. It doesn't teach the child something. But I fear that parents will lose their temper, lose their head, and get out of control, and you wind up in this kind of situation.
And I agree.
This is unequivocally unacceptable.
Yes,
there is no way that this is okay.
I agree.
I just want to be sure.
I absolutely agree. And I want you to understand that, too. That's not okay.
And you recognize your role in it wasn't okay. That you could have and should have at least tried to stop him. I'm not saying you'd have been able to.
Yes, if I was in a better place here, if I wasn't in the situation that I was myself.
What did you want to say on behalf of your mother? Because you're trying to stop her from going down different roads.
I think the right words to use was that she was trying to defuse the situation. And if you do notice in the video, like I said, she tried to take the belt away from him, but he wrestled it back. And I think we were all afraid to stand up to him. So she tried to defuse it the best way she knew how, which was to go along with it and try to get me to turn over and do it once so he would leave me alone. But unfortunately, it didn't work.
When did you know it had been taped?
I found out that it had been taped April 14th, 2011.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't know until this year?
No.
You didn't see it until...
I did not see it until a week ago.
And you saw it a week ago?
Yes.
What did you think when you saw it?
I just started saying, oh, my God, I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Why did you hide the tape all these years?
I don't really know. A lot of people have questioned my motives and timing, and, well, my motives was I didn't really know why. I needed to hold on to it. I just knew something was wrong, and someday I had to show someone. The timing, really, there was no timing other than that I was upset with my dad, and it had reached a point where I had gathered up enough courage to show the video to just a few people and him to make him see it from an objective point of view, be able to maybe admit that he had done something wrong, and then all of a sudden it, you know, spiraled out of control to the situation we're in right now.
All right, we have to take a break. And there's a question. How do you defend hitting your child with a belt 17 times? Well, Hillary's father has some things to say. He's not here, but I've been in contact with him directly and indirectly, and with his attorney as well. I'm going to share their thinking when we come back.
My father could manipulate anybody into anything. The reason I chose to go to the internet rather than the local authorities was that my father was a county court at law judge. He was one of the highest elected officials. He had influence over the entire community, CPS, city police force, county police force. It was incredible, the iron grip he had on everything. If I or my mother ever dared to speak out on the few occasions that we did, we would basically be called liars.
I don't want to talk right now, sir.
Okay, but you had a conversation with your daughter?
Sure.
And what
was it? She's mad because I've ordered her to bring the car back, in a nutshell. But, yeah, that's me. Lost my temper. I spanked her. Her mother was there. She wasn't hurt. It was a long time ago.
How long ago was it?
About 6 years.
Okay, well,
I apologized to her. I really don't want to get into this right now because, as you can see, my life's been made very difficult over this child.
Have you been?
Well, that was Texas Judge William Adams. You saw him punishing his daughter, and not only does he have a lot to say about what happened 7 years ago, he has actually given me questions that he wants me to ask the two of you. And we'll get to those in a bit, but first, I want to read a statement released by the judge last week. And what did you think about what he was saying to the reporter?
I think the main thing I've picked up from pretty much all of my father's responses is in that he's in extreme denial about just about everything that went on in our private lives and what happened in the video.
Well, I'm going to put his entire statement up on drphil.com for people to look at, but there are just some things that I've kind of pulled out of it that I wanted to share with you all and see what you think. He says, basically, this is a tape showing two parents disciplining their 16-year-old daughter who had been caught by her own televised and internet-reported admissions engaged in repeated criminal activity. And it was posted for reasons other than as professed by the publisher, which would be you. Mm-hmm. He says repeated criminal activity because you were downloading or accessing files on the internet illegally, correct? They weren't being properly paid for?
Back in 2004-ish, the media I was interested in was mostly from Japan. And at that time, I couldn't have purchased it in the United States if I wanted to. It wasn't for sale. And I understand that that's still stealing, and I accept that that's the wrong thing to do.
He says, it is regrettable that you would include in your post that you are disabled and a special needs child.
Well, he never wanted to accept that there was anything wrong with me, which is a slap in the face to how hard I've worked to overcome it. I've concentrated every day of my life to stand up straight, to walk normally, and even today, maybe a customer at work will say, oh, Hillary, are you limping? Are you hurt? And that inspires me to work even harder at covering it up.
Because you have a form of cerebral palsy.
That's right.
He says, no one should take the affliction of cerebral palsy lightly. Hillary's parents did not. But to use the affliction as a device for media sympathy is just wrong. So he's saying that you included that to draw sympathy.
I wanted to get people's attention by saying that because it really was a big part of our relationship and that he denied there was something wrong with me.
He says that you chose the present time to disseminate the video for reasons that you've offered that are both confusing and hollow, and very few people find palatable her claim that it was to help her father.
Well, if you notice, that is a shining example of the way he uses the tactics he uses to manipulate people. He is speaking for the entire world by saying that. And he will tell anybody, you or me, he will tell you what you think and you will believe him. And that's what he's trying to do to everybody in that statement.
He says that you warned him that if he reduced your financial support and took away your Mercedes automobile, which he had provided, that he would live to regret it. And immediately after the post was uploaded.
Well, I think...
Was that the frustration that finally pushed you to do it?
Yes, sir. The agreement was he would... he bought a used Mercedes. It was a few years old. And it was no more expensive than a regular car of any other brand because of that. But it was still very nice. He wanted me to be safe. But then I realized over time that he used it as a tool to manipulate me and control me, because he was paying for my car and my phone, and that was allowing me to get from place to place.
And so he was saying he was going to take that away, and that was the time that you chose to put up the
right.
The post.
I never said he would live to regret it. I said that I had the video.
You know, you said something earlier. You said, at the time, I had a problem knowing what was normal. What happened to you was not normal.
Well, I realize that
was
now.
Not okay. And please know, just want to be sure somebody said that to you with great clarity. Next, Judge Adams has some questions for Hillary and Haley. We're going to find out what he thinks they need to answer when we come back.
I do think that my father has some kind of psychopathy. My father may feel that he is the law, or maybe even above the law. I do not believe my father is fit to rule over cases that involve children and domestic disputes and violence, because he obviously isn't fit to exercise judgment over his own family.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Beat you into submission. You want some more?
Well, that was Hillary Adams begging her parents to stop hitting her with a belt after downloading music from the internet when she had been forbidden to. Now, we have been in direct and indirect contact with Judge Adams and his attorney. He's given me some questions that he would like for Hillary and her mother, Hallie, to respond to. And let me say to both of you, we reached out to your father and said, look, we know this is going around. It isn't going away. We would like for you to come here and talk about this and be here to be part of this. My producers exchanged some text messages with him. And then I ultimately spoke with his attorney. And I said, look, I know as an attorney, you probably say, don't say anything. I think if he feels like there's a side of his story, to come and tell it. I will not endorse what he has done. I will tell him it is wrong, that I do not think that it was appropriate in any way, but I will treat him with dignity and respect and let him tell his side of the story. And ultimately, they decided not to do that at this point. I've not spoken directly to your father. Let me be clear about that. I've spoken to the attorney who's relayed these questions. He said, I wish you would ask some questions. Mm-hmm. And I think the questions say a lot, so would you like to hear them?
Sure.
To know what they are. And you can answer or not answer. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. He says one of the things he wants to know is, what was your motive for releasing that video in 2011 instead of back in 2004?
Because I was a minor back then, and I was terrified of what would happen to me. If I released that video, I can't even imagine how bad it would have gotten. That's why I felt that I had to hang on to it until I could draw away from him. Mm-hmm. So I felt safest at this time.
He says, you have a little sister. Did you have consideration for how this would affect the family, that if he loses his job, his ability to provide health insurance, his ability to provide an income, did you consider the impact of releasing this on your little sister?
I did consider it, but admittedly, I should have thought about it more. Mm-hmm. I was very distressed and angry about the whole situation, but I think we can overcome that with a little bit of work and planning. I think it'll mm-hmm. be okay.
That's part of why this all happened. It's a family secret. I'm glad it's coming out. And there's other things that need to come out, too.
Why were you not concerned about her when she was three instead of now when the tape has come out? Are you just concerned now that because you didn't see the tape until now, mm-hmm. but you were there?
That's a very good point. I have been concerned about my daughter, my other daughter, very much so. But I'm up against a judge. I was threatened by him to have her taken away from me, and the threat has never left. It's been constant. It's been increasing. I've received the text, the threatening text that she talks about. I've received threatening emails. It's been a very abusive situation since I left the marriage also.
He says to you in a text message, you call me abusive, among other things, in a public forum and have been rude and ungrateful. I'm done with you as long as you behave this way, and it goes on. And you say, do anything like that, and I will release a video to the public of you beating the out of me. To which he says, sounds like blackmail. That's a crime, too. You just made things way worse by making threats like that. Please do it if you think it will make you feel better. You've hardly ever been spanked, but obviously should have been.
Denial. That's what
the
it
sort
is.
Of thing
don't
that
forget
I get.
To mention when your mother was slapping you in the face, too, and I stopped the abuse. Mm. There is something wrong with your behavior. You should get it checked. And you said, hardly ever been beaten, huh?
And at that moment, the video went public on YouTube.
That's when you decided to
That's when I decided.
Up.
I felt like he was challenging me because he thought he was infallible. Then the video wouldn't show anything. And when he mentions that, don't forget the time where your mother hit you and I stopped her, that's because both my mother and I were victims, but we didn't really know the extent of it. All we knew that the mother was very frustrated with the way my dad was pressuring her to discipline me. He favored extreme corporal punishment, and sometimes she did lose her temper and hit me. And I remember once she shoved me against the wall, and we both stopped because we knew something had crossed the line during that argument. Well, my father appeared in the hallway and said, hit her again. He egged her on, but then other times he would stop her and be the good guy. It was extreme manipulation. We didn't know what was going to happen.
I have a 10-year-old daughter. I'm concerned because the incident where he had used the same sort of words that he had used against Hillary.
The question that he wanted to ask was, mm-hmm. were there red marks on your legs and broken blood vessels? And then directed to you, if she was injured, why didn't you record that, and why didn't you take her to the doctor?
I really wish I could have thought of that. Now that you've mentioned that, I should have recorded the injuries. I'm sorry that I didn't, because that would be even more proof.
I was in denial, extreme denial, in the fact that he wanted to treat Hillary like that. I just kind of went into an out-of-body sort of deal.
And also, if I'd gone to the doctor, they would have asked me, why do you have all these bruises up and down your legs? And mm-hmm. we weren't supposed to talk because that's how an abusive situation works.
We did not
works.
Talk about it.
Would you have thought it appropriate for them to turn you in and allow you to be prosecuted at the time for computer crimes?
Of course, back then I was a teenager. I thought I was invincible. It's like, no, that's not a crime. They can't do that to me. Also, there were, millions of other people doing it, too. But he was afraid. If I was prosecuted for something he didn't understand, He was afraid what would happen, and he would have a daughter that was a criminal, and that mm-hmm. wasn't acceptable.
And that's where the rage was coming from, is what it would look on him, not her being in trouble.
Is he an out-of-control monster? He says that that's how you've characterized him in the media.
Well, he can become an out-of-control monster, but usually always he's extremely cool, calm, collected. He knows exactly what to say, when to say it, and on the outside, he's a charming, gorgeous, smart, tall, dark, handsome man that is just, he's like almost God status in our community. And so if you look at him from the outside, he is an extremely upstanding citizen. Mm-hmm. But he has it in him to become an out-of-control monster.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to reconcile with him?
Of course I do. That's been my entire point. After I realized that this had a lot of influence, I thought maybe I can use this to finally convince him to seek help. Maybe he can finally admit it if we have the entire world telling him that he needs to get some kind of help. And that's what I really want.
Do you think he's been destroyed by this?
Most likely. It's probably likely, yeah.
Well, you laughed when I asked you that. I mean, is that...
Because it's kind of obvious, I think, and it's really terrible, but I think he does need to be removed from his sphere. He needs to be removed from that position of influence, and he needs to calm down and think about the severity of what he's done.
I'm not in any way saying that any question he's asking or turn any one of those into a statement or an allegation in no way justifies what was done to you by your father or your mother. That is unacceptable, and that is why I say that I just don't support spanking your children. It is too dangerous. I mean, if you do it, you lose your temper, you go in anger. It just isn't a good thing to do. That's my opinion. The country's kind of divided on that. I don't think they're divided on what happened to you, but I think they're divided on whether you could spank your children or not. Hillary is an adult. She doesn't live at home anymore, but there is a 10-year-old little sister who does. What are their fears for her when we come back?
Because my punishment escalated from almost nothing, I am worried about my little sister experiencing the same thing. There's no way to tell if it won't happen later. He abused his wife, he abused me, and if that pattern continues, he will abuse my little sister. I don't want that to happen.
Pull it up! Pull it up! Look! Hit it.
Wow! Oh, where is it?
Can you touch him?
There you go. Just hold him real careful.
Oop. Slippery.
Banner. Put him in the water. Let him go. There you go.
Well, 23-year-old Hillary posted a YouTube video that's gone viral showing her father, a Texas judge, and her mother's extreme discipline using a belt. Now, Hillary and her mother, Hallie, are desperate to heal their family. And that's what we're talking about today. I think my goal in this always is to try to find if there's a way to heal a family. What do you need from your father to feel like you can move towards reconciliation where you feel safe?
I want him to really come up with me and say, Hillary, I'm sorry. I realize what I did, and I want to fix it. I want us to have a good relationship, and I want to move past all this, and I want to learn from my mistakes and become a better person, not just a shell of a better person on the outside, but really on the inside, too.
What would have happened if you had shown him this video privately, if you just emailed this and said, look at this?
He probably would have threatened me horribly. He would have. I just can't even think what he would have done, because I don't know how far he would go. I just know I would have been severely threatened.
And he tells us indirectly and through his lawyer that he has apologized to you for this, that he has said that he's sorry.
Well, I think his apologies, if he does say that he's sorry, they don't mean anything, because he immediately starts the same pattern of behavior. And right after he sent me a text message saying he was sorry, I was just trying to discipline you, The same evening, he sent my mother a message saying, "We never hurt our children and you know it." So it was empty.
So you don't feel like you've had a sincere apology?
No, not at all.
You don't think his questions suggest genuine remorse?
No.
What will happen with the 10-year-old at this point? Neither of you have any evidence whatsoever that he has ever physically abused her in any way?
That's correct.
So she's never told you that, you've never seen that, you've never heard it, you have no indication that he's ever been physical with her in any way?
That's correct. I am aware, she did tell me of a situation where he used the same word over and over and over with her because he was furious because of her, that she had gained weight.
So you think that's inappropriate, but you don't fear for her physical safety, not that her emotional safety is not similarly...
I very much am concerned about her emotional health because it's been a very bad situation the whole 4 years, and I just have not been able to fight this man.
If you had this to do over again, if you could turn the clock back to the day that you posted this up, would you do it again?
Oh, man, that's a really, really good question. I haven't thought about that. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe... I don't know. I really can't say.
If I had had a video like she had, I would have been pushed to the limit to do the same thing as she did.
I'm sorry that that happened to you. I truly am. I'm sorry that it happened to you. You know, there are... Kids do things that require discipline. That's one issue. This is another. There was no reason, that there's no way to justify this. There's no way to make it okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that we get that.
That means a lot to me.
If you would like to purchase a DVD or transcript of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445. Well, I really want to thank my guest, Hillary, and her mother, Hallie, for coming today and sharing this very personal story. Look, if you know or you suspect that a child is being abused, go to drphil.com today, and we're going to have warning signs there. And most importantly, we're going to have resources there about who you can call, what you can do, how you can help. I'm certain that your father will watch this show. Is there anything that you want to say to him?
I really want to have a good relationship with you, Dad. And I just want you to admit that maybe you're not infallible. I want us to be a family as much as we can. I want an apology and actions to show that you really mean it. And above all, I still love you and I care about you. And thank you for everything you ever did for me. I do appreciate it. No matter what you might think. I love you, Dad.
Do you have anything to say about what's happened to him in the last week?
I'm so sorry that all this has happened to you. I only wanted a few people to see it. I wanted to shock you. I wanted you to just see it once and then say, "Oh, my God, Hillary, I'm so sorry." Please take getting help into consideration.
When I spoke to your father's attorney, I said, I think he should speak about this, tell his side of the story, and that I want to help this family come back together. And I would love to have y'all here to help bring this family back together. That's my ultimate goal, so we'll see what happens. Thanks for being here. So long.